Look below the pulpit window.
There's a short vertical line of four green sand ashlars. Now move a little to the left and approach the middle of the wall, where the roof line changes. Look at the gully below. You will see that the line of the wall changes from right to left. If you look up at the soffit below the roof, just before the gable, you will see that it also widens from right to left. So there is a definite inward curve in the wall here. Why might that be? After all, medieval workmen were quite capable of building reasonably straight walls. A taut string was all that was needed. The reason for this curve remains unknown. It is too shallow for an apse. One possibility is that the present wall follows the line of an earlier Saxon church wall. Now let's have a good look at the wall materials and construction.